Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. Playing this week is Joseph Williams from Vendor, Arkansas. His expert categories are Wild West History, 2000 Sports, Video Games, and Food Network Shows. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. All right, Joseph, let's do this thing. You've been listening. I'm glad to meet you. I'm glad you're here. And you have worked harder to join than anyone else up to this point. So where would you like to start your game?
I guess the one that scares me the most, 2000 Sports Unlocked.
All right. It's a broad category, so you can't get too specific here. But we'll see how 2000 Sports treats us. Your unlock question, Joseph, is this. Clouded by steroid allegations, what MLB player hit his record-breaking 756th home run in the 2007 season, though he has been denied entry into the Hall of Fame since then?
Barry Bonds? That's my final answer, Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, I don't like him as much as some of the other home run hitters in that era, especially Sammy Sosa as a Cubs fan. But he is the correct answer here. Joseph, you had one goal in this podcast.
Achieved.
You just accomplished it. You got one question. The rest is gravy. And you have one key. What do you want to do with it? Where to next?
Let's just continue the 2000 sports category.
We'll see how it goes.
My older brother is why I know something about this.
Your one key 2000 sports question is this. What controversial rule was cited in a 2002 game between the New England Patriots and Oakland Raiders, marking the beginning of the Brady Belichick legacy?
The tuck rule.
Yes, it was the tuck rule. Joseph, you got two keys now. Are you going to continue in the category or get chaotic here?
I will continue the category.
All right, let's see what our two key question has in store in 2000 sports. What American professional sports league canceled its entire season in the mid-2000s due to salary disputes? The first time an entire season had been canceled unrelated to war or pandemic.
No, Major League Baseball had two strikes, but I don't remember which one. So I'm going to say Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball definitely had strikes, but they never canceled the whole season. This one is the National Hockey League, NHL.
Yeah, that's one. That was one I knew was going to get me. It was NHL. That's one I don't know much about.
Listen, you're from Arkansas. There's not much ice or ice hockey in the area.
Nope.
All right. Joseph, unfortunately, I do have to take your keys, but there's plenty of places to play. That was the one you were scared of. So Where do you want to go next?
Wild West History Unlocked.
All right. I'm excited about this one because no one's even come close to asking this category yet. And it's something that I think is really cool. And so I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed writing it. All right. Your unlocked Wild West History question is this. A scout, hunter, and showman named William F. Cody went by what more famous stage name that is virtually synonymous with the Wild West?
Buffalo Bill Cody.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill is correct. That's the baseline of difficulty in that category. You got one key again.
I will tell you something interesting for that. Okay. Buffalo Bill Cody and Wild Bill Hickok were performed on stage together in a play.
Do you know what the name of the play was? I'm curious now.
It was something Frontier something. I can't remember. I heard that on another podcast. I'll continue the category.
The Bills got together, and Joseph has one key, and he doesn't want to talk about the Bills being together any more than that.
I can't remember.
No, I'm going to look it up. I'm curious now. Joseph, your one key Wild West history question is this. Scholarly opinion is divided over whether Henry McCarty or William H. Bonney Jr. was the actual name of what legendary gunfighter that died at only 21 years old?
Billy the Kid.
Yeah, Billy the Kid is absolutely correct. We don't know what his real name was. We know what we all call him, though.
Yep.
Two keys, and you're rolling in the Wild West here. You want to keep going?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see if it fares better than 2000 Sports as we head to our two key question. Here it is. What battle, often referred to as Custer's Last Stand, took place in eastern Montana between the U.S. Army and members of the Sioux, Cheyenne, and Arapaho tribes?
The Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Battle of Little Bighorn is not only correct, but you have done better in this category so far than 2000 Sports. And you said you're a history buff. It hasn't even broken a sweat for you here yet.
We'll continue the category.
We'll see if the sweat breaks yet. The three key question in Wild West history is this. The Louisiana Purchase, Oregon Trail, California Gold Rush, and what 1862 legislation signed by Lincoln incited movement into and residence in the Western United States?
Say Manifest Destiny.
That is the idea behind it, but unfortunately it's not what the bill that Lincoln signed was called. He signed the Homestead Act.
I should have known that.
That's one that rung a bell as soon as it happened. Joseph, I have to take your keys again. I'm so sorry. But plenty of options. Where next?
We'll go video games.
Your unlocked video game question is this. Colors, stones, and other materials or objects have been used to name the 23 main series Pokemon games. Name 10 of them.
Red, blue, ruby, diamond, violet. I can't do it. I'm not a Pokemon fan. I'll just say green. Oh, white. I think there was white. Silver, gold, emerald.
Joseph, that's 10, and that's going to satisfy your unlocked question there.
I can't believe I got there.
Yep. The full list, for those keeping track, are red, green, blue, yellow, silver, gold, crystal, ruby, sapphire, emerald, diamond, pearl, platinum, black, white, X, Y, sun, moon, sword, shield, scarlet, and violet. Those are the main. Yeah. Those are the main series Pokemon games. You didn't need all 23, though. You needed 10, and you got it. So you have one key. Where to next?
We'll keep going on video games.
Your one key video game question is this. The first non-Japanese video game to sell over a million copies in Japan starred what marsupial character in a 1998 platform game developed by Naughty Dog?
Crash Bandicoot.
Hell yeah, it is Crash Bandicoot.
One of my favorite games when I was a kid.
Joseph, you got two keys. You've got every unlocked and one key question right so far. Where to next?
We'll just continue the category.
Let's see how the two key video game question treats us. Nolan North now voices the robot companion Ghost in the Destiny games. After what Game of Thrones, Elf, and Wicked actor was replaced due to audiences criticizing his poor performance?
I cannot remember. I'm drawing a blank on this one. I just have to pass. I can't pull it.
This is Peter Dinklage.
I should have got there.
Yeah, there's a lot of criticism that he kind of mailed it in as Ghost in Destiny. But that's disappointing because he is such a good actor and he has such a good voice. Who knows what could have happened if he took Destiny a little more seriously. Unfortunately, I do have to take your keys again. And now we have either to go to Food Network or to our bonus keys. But I think I know where you're going to go next.
We'll go to the Food Network unlocked question.
The Food Network unlocked question, Joseph, is this. Food Network recently received backlash from fans when they scheduled the tribute of what late Worst Cooks in America host at 10 p.m. Eastern time instead of during prime time.
That is Ann Burrell, and I was shocked to hear she passed away.
Yep, Ann Burrell is correct. May she rest in peace. She did a lot for a lot of us, especially around our age, people that loved to cook and had it on the TV, so...
I continue the category.
Okay. We'll go to the one key question in Food Network next. Here it is. Blending cooking with science, history, and humor, what show, known for its educational depth and quirky, almost Mythbusters-like approach to food, starred Alton Brown?
That would be Good Eats.
Good Eats is correct. Two keys are in your pocket, Joseph.
We'll continue the category.
All right, this has been a kind of a tough moment in the category so far, these two key questions, but we're going to see how you do with Food Network. Your two key question is this. Before becoming the lovable host of Chopped, Ted Allen was the food and wine connoisseur on what Bravo series that got a Netflix reboot in 2018?
Let's see if I say this in the right order. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
You said it in the right order, and you are correct. Queer Eye is correct, or if you want to be more specific to what Ted Allen was on, it was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Joseph, you got your two key question, and now the world is your oyster. There's all kinds of three key questions available to you. Where do you want to go next?
I'll continue the category. It's probably my expert category.
All right. Food Network's treating us well. Let's go to the next one. Here's your three key question. What host of Burgers, Brews, and Q also has the highest winning percentage of any Iron Chef with a minimum 10 appearances in Kitchen Stadium?
That would be Michael Simon.
Yeah, Michael Simon is correct. He is virtually unbeatable in Kitchen Stadium. He actually has not won the most battles, but because of how many he's participated in, he has the highest winning percentage. So there's that. Joseph, you got four keys for the first time in the game. Where do you want to go with them?
I'll just continue the category, Food Network.
Let's see if we can sweep Food Network. Your hypothetically hardest four-key question is this. Chef Shenanigans Brian Malarkey is fittingly hosting a 2025 revival subtitled Knives Out of what show that aired nearly 200 episodes from 2013 to 2018?
That is Cutthroat Kitchen.
I couldn't have written a question you didn't know in this category. I'm convinced. Cutthroat Kitchen is absolutely correct, and you have swept your Food Network category. And now you have enough keys to do whatever you want. What I'm curious of is what you're going to do with them. Where do you next?
Four key 2000 sports.
He's going where he's most scared of when he's got the keys. Yeah. Your four key 2000 sports question is this. What incident with a rhyming name was a massive brawl between the Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers, and fans, resulting in long suspensions and changed security protocols?
The Malice in the Palace.
Man, I'll tell you what. You don't know a thing about hockey, but you know Malice at the Palace is the correct answer here. Well done. And you still have all the keys you need. Where to next?
Four keys, Wild West history.
All right, so I'm learning about you so far that you've not appeared on a podcast yet, but you've done your homework and you know how to play this game. Your four key Wild West history question, for my money, the hardest question on your expert categories, I'm going to warn you, is this. Also known as the Sundance Kid, what partner of Butch Cassidy was part of the Hole in the Wall gang and possibly died in a shootout in Bolivia?
It's kind of a funny last name. What's bad is 2 weeks ago I heard this on a podcast I listened to called Legends of the Old West, and now I can't remember it. I see why it's a four-key question. I'll have to pass and lose all my keys. I just can't. It's in there, but I can't pull it out.
This is definitely, for my money, the hardest question. This is Harry Longaball.
I knew it was Harry, but I just couldn't remember the last name, which I knew it was a funny last name, too.
It is a goofy last name. Unfortunately, Joseph, I will have to take your keys after a really great run there. Here's the situation. Your expert categories require at least three keys. You have all of your bonus questions left. So now we have to go one at a time through your bonus questions, and you need to get at least three of them to go back to your expert categories. Which bonus key do you want to try to tackle first?
We'll go with who in the world? I about said the old one.
Yep. Demetria Jean Gines is the birth name of what actress who was the world's highest paid actress in 1995 and is the ex-wife of two other major actors?
You said 1995?
The world's highest paid actress in 1995.
Just say Scarlett Johansson for a guess. I have no idea.
Unfortunately, she's not quite that old. Demetrius Jean Gines is the real name of Demi Moore, Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher's ex-wife. And you didn't get the first one, but you got to get three out of the next four to get back to your expert categories. Which one do you want to try first?
We'll go before and after. One of my favorites.
Okay, I'm going to warn you, Joseph. This is the most degenerate before and after I've ever written. It is so degenerate that without even cussing in the answer, I may mark this episode explicit because of this before and after. But it is funny as hell.
Okay.
All right. A character in Star Wars that has appeared in 11 theatrical films with no English dialogue, plus a 2007 pornographic film that had a viral moment causing many to puke when they watched it.
Oh, I got it. R2-D2 Girls One Cup.
R2-D2 Girls One Cup is 100% the correct answer. And man, I feel bad. I felt bad writing it. I felt bad asking it, but we're both laughing. And that is correct. Yes. I have no words.
When that happened, and yeah, it was all over our high school.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And you have one of the three keys you need to get back to your expert categories. Which bonus question you want to try out next?
Do Billboard Buster.
All right. This is another place where we intersect, Joseph. 2000s country was the genre you reported as your favorite music genre. Let's see if you can figure out which artist is behind this clue. Beginning with a 2004 album, the Ohio Trio released four straight albums that reached number one on both the Top Country Albums chart and the Billboard 200. Their peak song hit number 6 on the Billboard Top 100 in 2006.
I say Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts is a really good guess. It is also the correct guess, Joseph.
Thank you to my older cousin, Kayla.
Yes. Rascal Flatts. Now, for me, I was a big Lone Star fan.
Me too.
And Rascal Flatts was like the natural successor to my music taste. But Rascal Flatts is 100% correct. And you have now got two of the three you need to move on. Two bonus keys left. Where are you going to go next?
Stormy Trivia.
All right. Stormy Trivia. Something I think you should know based on what I know about you. Here's your question. What Native American tribe known as the People of the Middle Waters lend their name to a deciduous tree that produces large, bumpy, green fruit?
I'm going to say Osage.
It's not an orange, but it is the correct answer. Osage is correct, Joseph. Well done. Where do you want to go next, Joseph?
We'll go with National Blank Day.
All right. As of airing, and this is different from season one, I now know when the episodes are coming out. So I'm asking the day they air, not the day we record, so you can't research.
I tried.
You tried. As of airing, today is National Fossil Day. So here's a question about that. Living 3.2 million years ago was what ancient hominid named after a Beatles song because the scientists who found her were listening to the song the night they discovered her in 1974.
I'm going to go with the only Beatles song I know with a name in it and say Lucy.
Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds was what they were listening to, and Lucy is the name of the fossil. That is correct. Now, there are three questions left on your board. The three key question in 2000 sports, and the three and four key questions left in video games. You can go to any of them you want, so it's a matter of what order you think you can get to all of them. Where do you want to go next?
I'll go three key 2000 sports.
All right, he was scared of it earlier, but he feels better about that than video games. Your three key 2000 sports question is this. A judging scandal at the 2002 Olympics in what American city led to an investigation, an eventual dual gold medal, with no silver being awarded in the event?
Let's say Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is unfortunately where this game is going to end, Joseph. Joseph, you got 17 points in this lockdown game, and your goal was one.
Yep.
So I'd say you did pretty well.
I believe I did, too.
Yeah. Hey, I am so glad you came on. This is an important message for everyone, and then I'm going to let you say what you want to say. But if you're listening to these podcasts and you feel like anxious to join or you're not sure if you want to do it, just get on the damn podcast. I promise you that all of us hosts, if you come to us and say, I'm nervous, I'm not sure I want to be on it, if it goes badly, will you not air it? I will say yes. I bet they will too. We just want people to be engaged and have fun. Joseph, you stepped out and you got 17 out of 25 on lockdown, a hard game. So cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Joseph, do you have anything coming up? Any shout outs you want to make before we get out of here?
I just like to shout out teachers. My wife is a teacher and she's also the part-time librarian at our public library. So support your local libraries as well. Get out and read a book.
Bro said read a book, and I couldn't agree more. The second shout out to public libraries we've had in season two, Scott Brill and Joseph Williams agree. Go support your public library. Joseph, thanks for being here. You were a blast.
Thank you.
Your categories were a blast. And, I look forward to having you on a future episode, perhaps your second appearance on a podcast, but I hope you'll go somewhere else before you come back. Hey, I want to thank Joseph one more time for coming on. This was an extremely fun game to write for me. I have never met this man in my life, and yet when I saw the categories and had a basic understanding of who he was, I knew that I could essentially write a game for myself, and I think it played very well, and it played a lot of fun. The one thing I'll say about this game, listening back to it, is in a podcast environment where there is not a timer, take your time. Joseph answered a lot of questions quickly, and I think that he could have maybe stepped back from himself and worked out a better correct answer. On a couple of occasions, you heard him say, oh, I knew that. If the podcast does not ask for time, think. Lockdown tangents, I know, do not ask for time. Frenemy does, and some others do. But if you have the time, take it. We can edit. It's our job to edit. Enjoy yourself. Think through it. There will come a time where you're going to be like, yeah, I don't know what it is. But yeah, that was my one takeaway from this game, is I think Joseph probably could have had even higher score if he would have stepped back and just thought about a couple questions. And then because of the fact that this game is a streak-building game, who knows where it would have gone from there. It might not have just been two questions that he could have figured out. It could have been more, because he could have had time to access more questions. And so when there's not a timer, chill out and take your time. That might matter when it comes to a competitive game in the future. Joseph, thanks for coming on. Two bonus questions from this episode. Why? Because I love them. Here, they both come from the video games category. First off, what games released by Pandemic Studios in 2004 and 2005 got remakes by EA in 2015 and 2017, recently seeing a resurgence with fans calling for a third installment? And the second one will be, what 2005 Sega platform game that has since developed a cult following featured an amnesiac titular character and alternate endings depending on gameplay choices? Thanks again, Joseph, for coming on. You guys know the drill. Sign up for Lockdown Trivia. It will be a blast. I cannot wait to have you. Here come the answers to our bonus questions. Pause if you need to add a little extra time. The first one are Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2. And the second one is Shadow the Hedgehog. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time. Kenzie Joy is my maid of honor, and she and I have watched Food Network our entire childhoods together. It's been one of the main things that bonded us. She did not go 5 for 5 on this, and she plays trivia regularly and is going to Trivia Bowl for Twin City Trivia against me on her own team. She's a brilliant trivia player, and she did not go 5 for 5 on that category. So all I'm going to say is, well done.
I'll tell you a little interesting story too, Maid of Honor. My mother-in-law and me, that is how we bond, is by watching Food Network together on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I love it.